Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, you did it. Coming to you from Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. Sounds like somebody thinks they're at a Chiefs game. It's Sunday, March 5th, 2023, and then... This particular episode, you'll get to hear it like a week from now, like on the 13th is when this one's going to come out. So look forward to that. Are all of you watching The Last of Us on Sunday nights on the HBO Max? Well, then you're in luck, because the prize today, the prize bag prize, is a very elaborate and cool, safety kit, survival kit that says The Last of Us on it. And even though none of us had anything to do with it, me and all of my guests today signed it. And it was also personalized for me at the Last of Us premiere party. I got to go to that, and so that's why it says DB on there in pink letters, is they personalize it for me. I don't really get the point of that, but. But it's a really good, sturdy metal box full of Band-Aids and cold compresses and all sorts of triage shit. And I don't think anyone should go into the apocalypse without it. And I'm going to give it away today. I'm also going to do some Doug plugs. I know everybody comes out for the movie trivia and the guests and everything, but people just come out for the plugs. And so here they are. I'm doing stand-up on March 25th at Helium in Portland, Oregon. Then Doug Loves Movies the next day. Both shows start at 4:20-ish. And Doug Loves Movies, you know how it goes. Doug Loves Movies, I'm busy at 4:20. And Doug Loves Movies is back here at Dynasty Typewriter on Sunday, April 16th, also at 4:20-ish. You get it. You totally get it. You ready to get the guests out here?
Woo!
All right. It's an excited crowd, and for good reason, because we've got four terrific guests. Finally, a show with all men. That's right. I booked it for you ladies. because I know how much the ladies love an all man show. This is going to be the magic mic of podcasting, this particular episode. Give it up, everybody, for Kurt Braunohler, Sam Levine, Nick Simmons, and Jay Washington. Oh, yeah. Look at those hot dudes. Here they come. Yeah, that's you. That's you. All you got to do is hear your name. It's like Price is Right. Come on down, fellas. Hey, Sam, why don't you sit right here? You can sit closest to me because you're small and everyone else is huge. And I like to be able to see everybody, okay?
Sam really tried to fuck me right off the bat.
Because what did he do?
I was ready to sit and stand and be ready to walk right out on stage because I'm an excellent podcast guest. And Sam was like, there's going to be 10 minutes of talking. So then I went to use the bathroom, and mid-piss is when you introduced us.
Right. Well, I was looking at Katy Perry getting slimed 12 years ago in her face, extremely strong, and I just wanted to keep watching it on repeat. And then you called us out here.
That video's worth a Google.
It's worth a Google.
I think that was one of the shortest intros.
Uh-oh, does Sam have... I also feel like I'm a little lacking of microphone heat. Like, no microphone heat at all.
Yeah.
It's got the little... Oh,
is that what
better?
Happened?
Okay,
when
yeah, we got
came out
sound now. Thank
it's
you.
It's like the thing went lopsided. And all the talking went to that side of the stage.
Oops.
I don't know how sound or microphones work. But it sounds like mine's going again, too. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. Yeah.
It's gotta be meaty.
Yeah, let's make it unnecessarily complicated. Hot off of his appearance on Wide World of Doug's just the other day, it's Jay Washington, everybody.
Hello. Yay, I'm here. I like the balloons that are on this stage.
Yeah, there was a wedding here at Dynasty Typewriter yesterday, and they had a balloon archway that they got married under. But Dynasty Typewriter never to miss out on an opportunity to reuse some decor. Put the balloons all over the place and made it just looks lovely up here.
Looks like a bunch of grapes.
Yeah, it really does. It's making me think of Fruit of the Loom commercials.
Yes, I thought about this too.
We should all wear them. We should be wearing them instead of just looking at them. But they made a mistake here at the theater by telling me that it wouldn't be a problem if we wanted to pop some of these balloons. Yeah, exactly. So, if I feel people in the audience are getting a little sleepy, I'm going to pop some balloons.
That'd be a traumatic experience. People just just falling asleep. Just pow, pow. Let me tell you something. As a black dude, I'd have woke up and ran the fuck up out of here.
That would be...
Nope.
That'd be a fun way to say your answer is wrong to pop a balloon.
Well, this has gotten weird already. Okay.
Oh.
But yeah, we'll see how it goes. And thank you for being here, Jay.
Thank you for having me. Seriously.
All right. He's in the hot tub every week here in Los Angeles. It's Kurt Braunohler!
Hello. What I'm excited about the balloons is I'm very familiar with what happens to balloons as they slowly lose oxygen or air inside them. And these are going to look so fucked up in like 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
It's just going to be a bunch of wrinkly old bags all tied together.
Any ones that we don't pop are definitely just going to get weird little wrinkly, like you said. So your show, Hot Tub, with Kurt and Kristen and Kurt, I don't know what the billing is on that, but it relocated recently.
Yeah, we're at Permanent Records Roadhouse, and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, baby.
Yeah,
it's a fun show.
Yeah, and we've had a harsh winter.
It's been
here in California,
real rough to start an outdoor show.
It's a weird winter to start an outdoor show, but we know ramping into spring and summer, I'm sure it'll be fine.
It'll be
too hot in the summer. And so you get to experience all the extremes.
Yeah, and for people who aren't in Los Angeles, why don't you go watch my new comedy special, Perfectly Stupid, for free on YouTube, okay?
Free.
That's how you do
free.
It.
Free.
Yeah. They're clapping for free. No one has seen
that special.
The
special.
We do all the plugs at the end. I'll just do a clever edit there.
Nobody's listening to the podcast.
Do it if they remember to, and they're not going to. We don't edit the show, but thank you for being here, Kurt. I appreciate it. And it's his first time on the show, guys. So be gentle, as they say. Yeah, it's Nick Simmons, everybody.
I don't like that intro. Be gentle.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Well,
I am going
to
lose, but come on.
You want everybody to go hard, is what you're saying?
I'm not. There's no winning this question. I can't.
You want everybody to tear you apart. I mean, Sam and Jay, I think, already have an ongoing rivalry because they're both looking around like, no, we don't. Can't you help me out here and have an ongoing rivalry?
We're trying to bring together race relations, and you're trying to tear us apart.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever competed in the Schmoes No competitions or anything?
Numerous times.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Sam has been an evil commissioner on the movie Trivia.
That's what I thought. I thought I was setting that up, and you're both looking at me like, what are you talking about? We've never met.
You could have brought in Jeff Tate. It would be only a little bit worse for me today. Yeah. You brought in like heavy hitters and then like, hi, I'm not even a professional comedian. I don't know. Haven't even seen all the Oscar movies.
You're not a comedian. You don't know movie trivia.
What the fuck am I doing?
What a fucking gigantic waste of space you are.
What a DM, my God.
Oh, my God. You're the biggest guest we've ever had and the biggest waste of space.
You've had John Hamm. What are you talking about?
John Hamm's not taller than you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
The ego for me to take
that seriously. He's shrimpy compared to you, yeah. But thank you for being here and making the effort. I mean, that's all that matters.
Just drive here.
Just here to have fun. Yeah, you drove all the way over here in Los Angeles. This is a bit, this is kind of a hike for a lot of people getting over here. So I appreciate it. Sam, who I'm about to introduce, he likes to walk. He walks here every time. Is he making that disagreeing face again? He keeps making that face that he disagrees with all of my premises.
That was just for the audience here. The home audience would have had no idea I was disagreeing.
It's true. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man with the plam. It's Sam Levine!
Thank you. Am I still coming in low on this?
I think you and I aren't as hot as everybody else, yeah. But that's just true in general.
Okay. Well, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's just a general description.
No, it's fine. If you guys can hear me in the room, then,
Well, we want you to be heard everywhere. We want you to be heard on the
It is a podcast.
The recording.
I think maybe we should fix the
mic. Yeah. We do want it to be heard, but I feel like the crack team up in the booth has it all under control.
I trust. I have faith.
Yeah. You have to. That's all we've got.
That's all you got. Yeah. That's all we have left.
Sometimes the show is just for the people who showed up, just for the live audience. And that's, that's what makes it special for them. I think most of the time our live audience that comes out, they spend
Kurt,
the whole
right.
time.
They all tuned out. That was a good plug. That was the beginning. Yeah. That was good. Yeah.
They spend the whole time dreaming of this show not ever being heard again by anyone, and them getting to be special people. That were part
we should have followed your lead.
Special experience.
This is what the audience feels?
I don't know who I'm talking about anymore, Sam. I don't know who I represent in this scenario. I'm just enjoying some very watered down wine. Some people call it a Shirley Temple.
You took the words right out of my mouth. It looks like pure grenadine right there. I don't think there's any
booze. It really
is.
I think it's just grenadine in a glass. And I wish they'd
disgusting.
I wish they
could taste that.
I wish they'd throw a cherry in there, right?
Just straight grenadine. Who hurt you?
I think it's wine.
It looks like the liquid that they used to use in denture commercials to show you. They dunk a denture in there and go, oh, look, it doesn't even.
Or the liquid they're not allowed to use in tampon commercials.
Yeah,
they're not allowed. No, That's why they use blue.
It's so confusing as a kid. I was like, this is what happens?
Thank you, Kurt.
It was always like dumping
what comes out of those women?
Of blue water. Yeah. Nope. A tampon.
Nope.
It's blue water.
Nope.
That's only the royal family.
You should see the ads on the planet of Na'vi.
Nope.
You beat
there
me to
they
it.
Go with red.
You beat me to it. You beat me to it. God damn it. There was an Avatar joke coming, and I knew it was coming, and I should have stepped in.
Yeah, you knew it was going to happen. It's just the way of the water. it's just the water's way. So I should mention before we continue talking to Sam that Nick was kind enough to bring an old school gift to the show because people used to bring donuts all the time, and then we would like chuck them into the crowd. And so... Nick brought some donuts today, and
you just go chuck.
That'll be my high moment of the
Yeah, if you win it, when you win a
it's
game,
bribery.
When you win a game, or I just feel like giving you a special reward, you can pick it out of donut and then chuck it into the audience. I mean, just we try not to make too much of a mess with it, you know, because this is a nice theater.
Wait, so are we throwing them or not? We can't throw them.
I'm saying I think we can throw them, but just don't, you know, just don't go too crazy, you know, like.
I see where I'm throwing that automatic.
Try not to throw them up into the light. Yeah. You know, maybe throw them underhand. Maybe drop them on people in the front row, like a Chris Rock mic drop.
I watched that.
That's good.
I understand the reference you're making.
Did you just suddenly get drunk when I wasn't looking? I watched that.
Out of nowhere.
That's all I have to say about it. I watched it.
Like it or dislike it.
Yeah,
I have
I'm
watched
not
it.
Gonna commit beyond that.
It was a great mic drop.
Oh yeah, it wasn't a mic drop. It was a
mic throw.
Yeah, yeah. He kind of threw it as he dropped it.
Yeah,
yeah. Mic drop throw. He invented a new thing. Anyway, Sam, thank you for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
And tell us a little bit more about Kurt Braunholler's hot tub show.
Well, it's every Wednesday here at 8 o'clock in Los Angeles. If you're not a local, why? Move to LA and every Wednesday have a plan to go see Kurt's show. What's so hard about that?
That
so
worked
much.
Out great. I really didn't have a question for Sam, but that worked out perfect.
Okay.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, real team player.
You are a man with a plan.
He had a plan to bring us up here, and that didn't work out right, you know.
Before we get to the games today, I always tend to do something called Recommendation Nation, where I ask each of my guests to recommend a motion picture of some sort, some genre that I've thought about and want to have them recommend movies from. But today, put a little spin on it, because this episode's going to come out right after the Oscars, like later that night, this episode is going to be available. So none of us have any way of knowing what's going to happen on the Oscars this year. So I thought it'd be fun for each of you to make some sort of prediction. And then, you know, people listening to this the next day can shake their heads like, that is stupid. Or, wow, I can't believe how prescient those people were. Yeah, I even tried to pronounce it right.
You did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anybody anxious to answer this? Jay, do you want to go first? Or Kurt? Kurt's ready to go.
Go for Kurt.
All right. My prediction is Volker Bertelmann for best composer. Volker Bertelmann for the original score. Volker Bertelmann.
Which film did Volker do?
Let's guess. Let's guess.
Okay.
Volker
the whale.
Bertelmann. What's
Avatar?
The only German
All
language?
Quiet on the Western
Avatar
Front.
Avatar the Way of Water?
Yeah, All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah.
Volker, I love scores. I'm into big scores. I love knowing the score. I love scoring. And I think Volker Bertelmann, he scores high. He's big. His score is big. And so I think Volker's going to take it today.
It's for All Quiet on the Western Front?
It is for All Quiet on the Western
Front.
That should
be ironic for the score to win in a movie about quiet.
No, they keep saying, all quiet. And Volker's like, da-da-da-da! And they're like, shh, all quiet on the Western Front. And he can't stop. He's playing.
Yeah, because that was that newfangled war where they didn't like announce themselves with a song. Anymore. it was a big change. All right, so Volker. I'm just going to write Go Volker.
V-O-L-K-E-R.
You got this, Volker.
Yeah, it's an awesome first name. It evokes that he's maybe friends with Friedrich Nietzsche and also that maybe he's a vole. A small mouse is a vole for everybody out there.
Because you were so tickled when you said it.
I did, and everyone was like, I don't
get
it.
And you realized you had to tell
him what a vole was. It's a small mouse.
This one's just for me, everybody.
It's a small mouse.
In my spirit.
Volker Bertelmann.
Voles. I love them.
All about the voles, baby.
Is his name Fivel? Because I've seen that mouse.
Fivel?
Coming to America.
Fivel.
Was that a pun?
Fivel.
Yeah,
Fivel. Fivel.
Fivel. Fivel. Mouse. Yeah.
In Germany, that's what it was called.
Okay.
All right, now we'll go to you, Jay.
Jimmy Kimmel and at least 7 different participants in the audience are going to reenact the Will Smith Chris Rock slap.
Oh, they're going to take turns slapping him?
They're going to have 7 different people set him up and just keep trying to run up to slap him. And somebody going to actually do it, and it might be Amy Poehler or Tina Fey.
Oh, my God. This is such a good prediction.
That somebody's going to actually do it. They're going to make it happen, but then they're going to have the crisis team on standby.
I hope they don't hold back. I hope they don't do like a stage slap. I hope they
you want them to slap the
whole
shit out.
They just slap the
shit out.
Because how bad could it be for Jimmy to get slapped by one person?
I mean, but what if everybody does it? Like it's a running gag through the night.
It would build character.
It would be.
Oh shit! Here comes Shaq.
All of a sudden, The Rock comes on stage.
They make an announcement. Will Smith is in the audience. Everybody like, what the fuck? And it's like
he brings out a chair. He's like,
he's got the chair. They gonna have The Rock and nothing but a sleeveless jacket just come up and slap him. It's gonna be a beautiful thing.
Oh, I hope it's a tie-in with the Super Bowl and it's Mr. the Planters Peanut guy who slaps him.
Oh my God!
Somebody with a top hat and a monocle
out of your fucking mouth.
That Planters Peanuts guy saying that would be fucking great.
The Planters Peanut guy slaps the M&M's.
Yeah. The one that went less sexy. He's like, this is for taking off the fucking stilettos and fucking
just slap it like this is for Tucker Carlson and just getting mad and shit like the fuck is happening.
All of a sudden, it's a very confused metaphor.
All right, so those are pretty good predictions. I think both of those things could happen, especially the Volker thing. That'd be funny if Volker wasn't nominated and you were just really pushing for it anyway. Like, that's a prediction.
Yeah, it's one hell of a write-in.
There might be some sort of write-in vote. But that All Quiet on the Western Front got a lot of nominations. Did you see that movie, Kurt?
I got through half of it, yeah.
Yeah, you were only there for the score.
Once I heard Volker's tunes, I turned it off.
But it's pretty rough, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could definitely go back and watch it. It was no Triangle of Sadness, but I could definitely like force my way through it.
You can't rewatch Triangle of Sadness?
No.
The vomit?
No, I can't.
Did you skip over the vomit or endure it?
No. The Triangle of Sadness problem I have is that I watched the trailer and I was like, oh, this is like a fun movie about a cruise ship. And then you get it and you're just like, oh, it's like there's 20 minutes on a cruise ship. And it's just a totally different movie. I feel like I was lied to by the trailer.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a really funny movie. And then you watch it and it's just a very slow, depressing movie.
No, it's a Triangle of Sadness.
It's a Triangle of Sadness.
I mean, the title was a
clue. Titled.
Yeah, between right there
you, the TV, and whoever's watching it with you, everyone just gets sadder.
Yeah. It's the Bermuda Triangle of Sadness.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We got a real Bermuda Triangle. Why was that out there?
Oh, people died.
It was so audible.
Oh, people didn't come back from that. That's
no, yeah, the We're Bermuda Triangle of Sadness is where you disappear and nobody cares. Nobody's upset of it.
He's like, we gotta find those pilots.
Yeah, that's a really, it's a polarizing movie to be sure. But Nick, do you have a prediction?
I mean, I was going to say something about who would win an award, like an actor or something, but yeah, I think we're all going for
that's fun.
Jokes. No, all right, I'll just...
I was going to answer this seriously, but you want to fuck around?
You want to fuck around? We'll fuck around.
I'll give you a fuck around.
No, I don't know. All right, I think Fraser should win for Whale. I think he was great. I think he lived up to the hype.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's your prediction, Brendan Fraser.
No, that's my
for
joke. It didn't land, really. It didn't.
It's all right. No, I have... There's no bit in
no,
mind.
No, it's good. Yeah, yeah, he was good.
Wait, lived up to the hype was a joke?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The joke was it wasn't a joke. It's a jokeception, if you will.
Okay.
I told you I wasn't a professional comedian at the beginning of this, and you didn't believe me.
You did.
Now you believe
that.
Me.
But, you don't have to go proving it constantly.
The rest of the show is going to be one long, like, huh. He said that, yeah.
But that's a good prediction. I think it might come true. Sam?
Here is my prediction, and there's nothing comedic about this. It's just Oscar nerd stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So in the history of the Oscars, and I know I looked this up today. It took quite a while. There have been 3 movies that have won the top 5. So that's Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress, Best Actor, and then Best either Original or Adapted Screenplay. Only 3 movies have ever won those top 5. But there's also never been 5 movies that split those 5. And I think that will happen this year.
It's finally going to happen. that Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress is going to be five different films.
Well, not supporting, but the top two acting prizes, the director prize.
Director and what else?
And either adapted or original screenplay.
Oh, it has to be one or the other?
Well, because whichever wins an award can't be that as well in the screenplay category. But that won't be an issue this year because none of the films I think that are up for adapted could win Best Picture.
Right.
So, no, I think it, and this is a long shot bet for sure, because it's never happened.
I'm going to lose
but
this.
But I think it's going to be.
I'm going to lose this game show.
I think Best Picture is going to be Everything Everywhere All at Once. Best Director is going to be Spielberg for The Fablemans. Mm.
Just because we got to give it to him.
Yep.
Yep.
Worst movie.
Actor.
Career. Yeah.
Best Actor, Brendan Fraser. This is my long shot. I think Cate Blanchett for Best Actress for Tar.
Ooh.
And then for. I understand. I get it, guys. It's a tough role. And I'll tell. And then Best Original Screenplay, Banshees of Ed Sheeran. Right. And then Best Adapted will probably be All Quiet on the Western Front.
Oh, okay.
You don't think that what's her name from like Women Talking will get it just because?
I
think. Look, I think
you
want to
talk about dangerous questions.
No,
to
I think that with all this fuss, she fuck around and win it. Like they did right. This whole campaign for her to get the nomination, she'll shock the shit out of everybody.
All right.
You don't think Brendan might get the actor?
No, I just said that.
You said
Brendan.
It. You said Tar. Oh, right. No, yes, they split it by gender. Yeah. I forgot.
It would be cool if
when are they
going to
make that?
Eventually. But yeah, I think
it does help your theory that or your split thing that an actor and actress there aren't like two strong contenders from the same movie.
Right.
That worked out pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, that's my theory.
It's a complicated prediction, but well, I like it.
The Academy's weird. People don't realize the voting body of the Academy is very different than the voting body of most of the other awards.
Right.
Yeah, who are they?
It's
mostly
they like?
Actors, though.
It's
the biggest branch.
It's a lot of actors, and the truth of the matter is it's a lot of old white lady actors.
Yep.
Is the actual answer there. Yeah. And the reason I know this, among others, in 2004, when they were voting for the Oscars, I was talking or listening to a conversation between two old white ladies who were in the Academy, and they were talking about what they were going to vote for Best Picture. Quick reminder, that was the year The Aviator lost to Million Dollar Baby. Okay. These two were insistent the best movies of that year were Finding Neverland and Ray. And that was their debate, which one they should vote for. So that's who's voting in the Oscars.
Yeah, neither one of them was voting on a movie that even had a chance of winning.
Ray, right. What are we talking about?
Jamie Foxx won Ray that year.
He did win, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was—that was a one-man show. That movie.
Yeah, that
pretty,
was it.
Yes.
I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Yeah, that was a one-man show.
That was a one-man show.
Yeah, he's so good in that movie. But all right, well, great job, everybody. I hope all these predictions come true, especially the lining up for the slaps one.
Me too.
I think that'll be really—that's a really fun idea. And yeah, and we're gonna go to our first commercial break. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Yay! Oh, what a delightful name tag selection process we just experienced. Jay is playing for Danny. He took the movie Annie and stuck a D on there, which I always thought, you know, that movie could use some D. And then...
Oh, God. No.
What? What do you mean?
No.
I mean, Daddy Warbucks is clearly packing.
Wait,
but,
that should be a spotlight then. Like,
but after him, there's just not a lot
which,
of...
Which Annie? Which version?
Jamie Foxx in the movie.
We want less D and Annie.
Doug, it's been a real treat being on your podcast all these years.
You've had a long career.
I'm sorry to see it in this way.
You know what, Doug, has been real?
It's been a long...
Did you see all that D. Harry Connick brought to the role when he played it in the... Okay.
Whip.
Kurt is playing for Juan Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Yeah. And Sam is playing for the Queen of Shibata.
Shibata.
And Nick is playing for Gene.
For Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. Okay, I don't know. I don't think you normally would call him that, but okay.
It's a movie title.
Jesus. Yeah. We could have come up with a better one than that. We could call him Lawrence of Arabia.
The whale.
My mom said the whale.
You made sure you knew who said it. Just let it be known on the record. My mom. It's my mother said it.
Credit where credit is due. Yeah.
All right. So that's who everybody's playing for. Good luck to everybody. And the first game, get it together, Nick. The first game we're going to play. Oh, wait. Kurt brought some stuff to give away.
Yeah.
Before we've got people need to know what's on the line here, because Kurt brought a couple of amazing items.
I've got two things here. First off, I have a Fun Fit featuring Mary Lou Retton record.
It's vinyl.
Look at the back of that.
It's vinyl.
Got Mary Lou Retton doing a crazy thing on
he
the
bought
back.
America's sweetheart,
he
Mary Lou Retton.
Because he wanted it.
Featuring tracks such as Spine Tinglers,
Working the Joints,
Legs Up.
This is for children.
There are pictures of children on the back.
Oh, so there's no D in it?
Oh, that sounds like there's a lot of D in it.
Yeah, it does sound like it.
Is this a website or is this a vinyl?
Rhythm Rockers.
This is a vinyl porn. I swear to God, that's what this is.
Reach For It.
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Muscle Maker.
Yeah.
And Like a Tiger. So,
yep.
Oh, yes. Wow.
And it
all
is,
of them.
It is not scratched, I guarantee
you're damn
that.
Damn right ain't scratched.
And then this is The Sharing Bush.
Again.
Another. What is
again.
This is...
Now that's got some D in it.
This definitely has some D in it.
The Sharing Bush?
What is on the back?
What is that on the back?
Well, this is Shel Silverstein on the back.
Oh, Jesus. That is not a good...
That is Shel Silverstein's mugshot?
This is actually Otis Toole, noted serial killer and cannibal.
Oh, okay.
But this picture has a very similar vibe to Shel Silverstein's photo
Jay's
on the back
a barely
of the
concealed
giving
meltdown
tree.
Right now.
So the story behind this book is that I did a special, and I have a joke about the Giving Tree where I show the Giving Tree, and the publishers, who are HarperCollins, refused me the rights to the Giving Tree, and so I created this, the Sharing Bush, with Otis Toole's photo on the back.
Doug is taking
and it
the
is an actual
workout
book.
Vinyl.
I am not an artist, and it is illustrates a 47-page book that I illustrated.
It's not for emetophobes. It's got vomiting in there.
Yeah, it's very upsetting.
I saw it.
Yeah, so it's not a children's book. Don't give it to a child.
But it's in Dr. Seuss font.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
I don't think any of that's for children.
It looks like
a Shel Silverstein, but yeah.
Okay.
All right, there you go. So that's going to be included with all the safety items from the...
I just brought donuts. I
apocalypse
really didn't.
Emergency kit. And yeah, Nick brought donuts. But nothing. Like I said, I might chuck those
PG.
Into the audience.
Very PG gift.
Yeah. We'll see what happens with those donuts. We'll see.
No one's
we'll
kidding.
See soon.
No one's kidding.
But first, we're going to play a warm-up game. It's one of my favorite games. It's called Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah. Woo!
In this game, I say the title of a motion picture, and the first person on stage who can repeat it back completely and entirely and correctly wins the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's always one.
It's that simple.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to do a test run? Yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah. Like if I said Megan.
Megan.
See, Nick would have won.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because he repeated back Megan the fastest.
Okay, this is easy.
People who have listened to the show have an edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just gave away how it's done.
Can you do another one real quick?
I can, yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Sound of Music.
The Whale.
See, you can pre-guess too, and that would be a miracle. If that
it's happened. I've seen Jeff Tate do it.
The answer.
It?
Yeah,
Doctor Strange Love or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Well, Birdman or the those are just long titles now that you're ignorance. Doing. There's no you're not
Cocaine Bear.
You're not gonna get it.
Take a chance.
Cocaine Bear? No, not Cocaine Bear. Okay.
True Grit.
True Grit.
See, Nick wins every time.
I just look at you.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here waiting for a long ass title, unfortunately.
Oh, there will be a long ass title. I'm not going to waste it on this part, though. All right, here we go. And every time somebody, you can guess as often as you like, every time somebody gets it wrong, I'll go back to the beginning of the title. You got to say the whole thing, all the words in order to win. I have to be able to see it. Let's get those reading glasses on. I brought them out here for a reason. The
Nope.
There is a movie coming out called And, but I don't think The has happened yet, but here we go. The Haunting of Hill House. The Haunting in Connecticut.
Two.
The Haunting in Connecticut. Two. Ghosts.
I don't know the rest.
Of Georgia.
The Haunting of Connecticut, Georgia.
I think I have to give it to Sam. Sam got in there just under the wire. Oh, yes, my God. That was so intense. I've never had people yelling a long title at me like that before.
No, it had a subtitle.
That was so exciting. Yeah, fucking Ghosts of Georgia, whatever that means. Did you see that movie?
I could tell you what Ghosts
of
Georgia
is. Nick seems to be familiar with the Connecticut.
I know the franchise, but I didn't.
Yeah.
It must be in such a small font because I've definitely seen that.
Is it always The Haunting was first and then they added Connecticut?
Yeah. No, it was The Haunting in Connecticut first.
And then Haunting in Connecticut too? And do you think it went on after that or that was it?
I don't know.
Only two hauntings in Connecticut?
I think two.
I mean, it's a small state, so, you know. I get it. Per capita, they might not have the ghosts that we have.
More
like
millionaires
in
per
California
capita than any other state.
Oh, really? That's true. Well, you think there'd be a lot of ghosts.
You had to bring the trivia guy on my... He's so good at all trivia.
No.
He just whipping out facts all the time.
It's true, but you should hear the things he doesn't know about.
Yeah. Did you know that plants have...
He's quiet when he doesn't know stuff.
That's 100% accurate.
He keeps the stuff he doesn't know. He keeps it to himself.
It's true. I don't guess.
It's a big secret. What Sam doesn't know. All right. So congratulations, Sam. You won that last game. And all you won is the opportunity to go first in our next game.
Okay.
And yeah. And it's a little game that I like to call. It's a brand new game.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And it's called Angela Bassett Did the Thing.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
It's been nice knowing you guys.
Come on, blackness. Please, blackness, don't fail me. Please, blackness.
Sam. Sam's first, then Nick, then Jay, then Kurt. And Sam is going to tell me, after I name a movie, if Angela Bassett did the thing or Angela Bassett did not do the thing.
Okay. This is great. This sounds awesome. All right.
Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
What part don't you not understand?
When you say the thing, do you mean the movie?
What do you think Ariana DeBose meant when she said it?
It's whether or not she did the thing, man.
Yeah.
She did the thing.
Yeah.
She either did the thing or she didn't do the thing.
Would you all like the translation of what that means?
Thank you.
Hi, Sam. To do the thing means to make sure shit done was done very, very well. You did that shit. You did the thing. There you go.
Thank you, Jay.
You are welcome.
Yeah.
Now you better figure out.
And what does Angela Bassett do for a living?
She does the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Do I get a point? All right.
Great.
Yeah. So it's movies Angela Bassett is in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
None of this has been helpful. Let's go. Here we go.
No rush. No rush.
All right.
Because Sam,
yep,
you get the first one.
Okay.
And all you got to do is tell me if she did the thing or did not do the thing.
Terrific.
And the thing I'm referring to is Mars Attacks.
She did not do the thing.
You do not think she appears in the
Tim Burton 1996
huge cast
classic
movie Mars Attacks?
No, Pam Grier is in that movie, but I don't believe Angela Bassett is.
Okay, well, you don't get anything for telling me who is in it. I don't care. I don't care about what other things are happening. I don't care what other things people are doing. We're talking about Angela Bassett, and in this case, you're correct, Sam. She did not do the thing. That is correct.
She is not
in Mars Attacks. Who knows what she was doing when she could have been in Mars Attacks.
Not the thing. That's
but
sure.
She was not doing that thing. That was not the thing that she was doing. All right. Sam's on the board. He's got 1 point. We move over to Nick.
Great.
The motion picture, Nick, is Independence Day. Did she do the thing or did she not do the thing?
Don't give me that look, Jay. I will disappoint you. Yeah, she did the thing.
You think she did the thing?
No, I have no idea. Sure. Yes.
I'm sorry, Nick. That is incorrect.
Yeah. It's Vivica A. Fox that did the thing.
I don't remember. I don't even know what this game is about.
Yeah, see?
He doesn't know.
I know she wasn't doing the thing somewhere else, not in the movie. She might have done the thing that day.
Right.
You know?
She could have been doing
something. Wrap your mind around that.
Yeah. It's a lot. We're gonna try to carry on. We're gonna go to Jay, and the motion picture is Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol.
Angela Bassett did not do the damn thing. She is in Mission Impossible: Fallout.
Hey, how? Why are you not falling for my trap? That is correct.
Wow. That's amazing. Bravo. You know the difference between Mission Impossibles. That is beautiful.
Yeah, that's really something
that
you should probably keep to yourself. I think you get on some sort of government list or something. That guy is too into these movies.
I was out to Tiny Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but that was the twist, is that she joined the franchise with Fallout. And I always just bring up Ghost Protocol because it's my favorite. It's my favorite title.
Is it good?
Is that the one where Henry Cavill loads his arms?
That's Fallout.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Ghost Protocol is the one where he puts his hood up and sunglasses, and that's because he's following Ghost Protocol. Like, is that Tom Cruise? I don't know.
Isn't
looks
that,
like a ghost to me.
Isn't that Unabomber Protocol?
Well, they're not going to call it. They're not going to put that in a movie title, Sam. Well, that'd be ridiculous.
All right.
Kurt.
Yep.
How are you feeling about this game?
Oh man, I can't. I want to apologize to Juan up front. You're losing, buddy. I'm into it. I'm very bad with the trivia in general. It's surprising that I've been on this show before. All right, let's
Kurt,
go.
Kurt, this game doesn't matter.
All right, great. Oh, this is a warm-up.
It's because
game.
It's Angela Bassett doing the thing. Yeah. It doesn't matter or the game.
No, the game.
No, it's because you got a point. So he okay, said.
Yeah, Sam, be careful what you're dismissive of.
Damn it, Levine.
Yeah.
We love Mission Impossible. I don't know. We really, really like it.
I mean,
each one individually.
If they're so impossible, though, how come?
He keeps doing them.
Yeah.
He succeeds.
You think two or three in, he would die, and they go, well, shit, he was trying to do something that was impossible.
Did you know?
I think they mean improbable. I really think they should rename it.
Did you know you can find out exactly how tall Tom Cruise is in Mission Impossible 3?
Well, how?
There's a scene in Mission Impossible 3 where he's running through rural Shanghai, and there are older Asian people towering over him. You're just like, what the fuck is happening? They are towering over him.
That is inaccurate on behalf of short men.
You know Tom Cruise was like, I need 35 apple boxes.
You're
on
right.
This
he
street.
Actually, he wears lifts in his shoes, so it's even worse than that. He runs. Well, we up here thought that was funny. Anyway, let's move on.
In movies where he's running, he's on a hoverboard. It's like 5 feet
off
the
ground. See those little bitty legs just...
Kurt, did Angela Bassett do or not do this thing? P.S. I love you.
She does the thing.
She does the thing in P.S. I love you?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
That's not her. That's Gerard Butler, silly.
She didn't do that thing. Yeah, it was Gerard Butler.
How the fuck did you
probably thinking
too?
Of.
What? I don't even know what P.S. It's I Love You is. I've never even heard of that
It was
movie.
Hilary Swank's husband, Gerard Butler, dies. Yeah. And that's what he writes in his suicide note.
P.S.
No, it's.
P.S. This is Sparta.
I'm still trying to figure out the correlation between Angela Baffin and Gerard Butler.
P.S. Get to Greenland.
P.S. This is Sparta.
Has anybody seen P.S. I Love You here?
Yeah, people have seen it. It's a movie, Kurt. It stars Hilary Swank. Swank.
Raise your hand if you've seen P.S. I Love You.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
One
yeah,
there's person, a few out there. Two.
I see. There's Kurt, turn around.
People,
Kurt, turn around.
People love a rom-com. Yeah. Kathy Bates is in it.
Hilary Swank.
Yeah. Anyway.
Classics. Good. It sounds like a classic.
Nice try, Kurt.
Can't wait to see it.
I didn't pick it because I thought you'd know it. All right. We're back to Sam. The motion picture is Kindergarten Cop. She did the thing. She didn't do the thing.
Angela Bassett did not do the thing in Kindergarten Cop.
She did do the thing in
Kindergarten Cop. What? Who does she play?
She's stewardess in Kindergarten Cop.
She is it. But did she? But did she like nail it as a stewardess?
I would
she,
think like, she did because the then we've she's Angela been in Bassett. Stuff ever since.
Wow. All right.
You know. She seems to be doing all right.
It hurts Sam to hear
that. So, well, I mean, so we're choosing extra roles now is what we're doing.
No, you
just
know,
whether she did.
She's got stewardess in the credit. It doesn't even say, like, uncredited like it does for a lot of people.
Who's even on a plane in that movie?
Arnold Schwarzenegger and the
He has
partner.
To get
yeah, the
to...
Main characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so she probably says, hey, do you want some coffee? And Arnold probably says, I'll push you out of this plane.
Wow.
Because he's always threatening everybody in those movies, especially the children. Okay, so congratulations. I came up with a question Sam didn't know the answer to. But
good one, Doug.
It's back to Nick. Are you ready?
No.
Critters 4.
Jesus.
Critters 4. Yeah, they made a lot of Critters movies, apparently.
I'm going to cheat by watching Jay's body language. Hold on.
And Critters 4.
That's not 4, my question, so it doesn't matter.
Did right. she or did she not do the thing?
Come on, give me
in Critters 4, Nick. He's really poker. He's poker facing you.
He has nice eyes. Anyway, we're going
to... What are his eyes telling you?
I don't know. No, she didn't do the thing.
She what?
She didn't do the thing.
She didn't do the thing? I'm sorry, but she did do the thing.
Yeah, let's move it along.
And just for Sam, they gave her a bump up. They gave her a character name. She's called Fran.
See, I would have known that.
She's called Fran in the movie.
I would not.
But it does seem a little, it happened a little later in her career to be in a Critters movie. So she must
that's
been,
why I didn't get it.
She must have been doing somebody a favor.
Well.
All right, here we go. We're over to Jay. And the next movie is a film called Strange Days.
What in the whole entire fuck?
Oh, I think I know this one.
I don't think, yeah, let me look at your eyes now.
You guys, are you here to play trivia or fall in love?
Hey, look, I'm just...
Can it be both, Doug?
It can. They're not mutually exclusive.
Strange Days. Angela Bassett did not do the thing. Strange Days.
Oh, dude. Yes, she did.
She's the female lead.
Why would I help you? This is a competition.
Yeah, she starred in it. It was directed by Kathryn Bigelow, and she's almost equal billing and role with Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah. Okay. And the late, great Tom Sizemore.
Oh, yeah. Tom Sizemore, rest in peace.
I got it confused with the Doors documentary, so I was way off there.
Oops.
There you go. There you have it. All right, so... This is such an exciting conclusion to this game because Jay and Sam are the only people on the board here.
Okay.
Right?
I'm ready.
whose turn was next? It was supposed to be Kurt next, but you're not in this anymore, Kurt.
Oh, I'm already out.
You're out for now. You'll be back soon and stronger and better than ever.
I can stop stretching.
And yeah. Go do some warm-up throws. Go kid, he'll keep your arm warm. But I'm going to ask Sam Levine one final question in the Angela Bassett did the thing game. And if you get it right, you win this game.
Can I tell you her character's name
and
from
if you
Strange
get it
Days,
wrong, is that? Jay is the winner.
Okay. Wait a minute. What?
If you miss this, it's to break the tie. If you miss it, Jay wins. Because you guys are tired.
That seems fair. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. If you get it right, you win.
How about, okay.
Nope. All you got to do is get it right. All right.
I hope it's a movie she's a female lead in.
Well, we'll see. She might not be in it at all.
Might not be in it at all.
Yeah.
It
could go either way.
Wouldn't they be tied if he gets it wrong? Still?
What's that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
No, it's okay. Doug's
right.
aware. This is what he likes to do.
They'd still be tied, but we got to end this game somehow. The coin flip just doesn't seem like like Sam would appreciate that.
Actually would.
You'd prefer a coin flip?
Sure.
Here we go. Sorry, I'm out of change.
All right.
Bumblebee. The motion picture.
What are you pointing at me for?
Bumblebee.
My favorite.
Sam Levine.
My favorite.
Angela Bassett, did she or did she not do the thing Bumblebee?
She did the thing?
That is correct. She did do the thing. She is the voice of Shudder, one of the Decepticons.
I would have had in
freaking Bumblebee.
I was actually hoping for the Angela Bassett movie. I'm in with it. I was like, if that could come up, I'd be cheap plug. I was like, that'd have been a whole lot better.
What one is that?
Everybody.
Chirac?
Chirac, yeah.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
All right.
Go watch that.
No, you don't have to. It's like 7 years, 8 years too late. It's okay. If you ain't watched it by now, you just ain't missing shit. It was just Amazon's first movie, you know, that they did. But yeah, it's okay. I want to thank the $7 residual check I just got. It's okay. It's all right.
Well, congratulations, Sam Levine. You won that game.
Whoa!
Yay! Woo! You know what that means. It means Sam gets to go first in our final game today. Yes, that we will play after this break. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back!
Yeah!
Oh, we had so much fun during that break. That was really fun passing out donuts and popping balloons. And Kurt's butt's never going to be the same.
You're damn right.
No one will know what that means on the podcast.
The story of the ass of Braun Olin. It couldn't pop a balloon. Oh. He tried and failed. I just had to do the voice.
I wasn't paying attention because I don't like to pay attention to trailers. I don't like them spoiling everything for me. All right, we're going to play our final game of the day that's going to determine which audience member gets to go home with this cool Last of Us safety kit and also the rest of the donuts and a Mary Lou Retton album.
And some grenadine.
And a book.
A children's nightmare book.
It's not for children.
No, don't let a child
see book
it.
Of a nightmare.
I mean, The Sharing Bush, that is really a inspirational title. The game we're going to play is something I call Super Last Person Standing. Yay! This is a game where everybody on stage, including myself, takes turns naming movies that a particular person was in. And if you can't think of one, you're out. But you can go to the person that you're playing for in the audience. you can go to them one time for help to try to
heads up, Pops.
Make look yourself at make you yourself last one your way. Round longer. Yeah,
Juan.
And I say go to your lifeline early.
I don't have a choice.
It's my advice, but a lot of people wait until they're completely out of titles. And since it's super last person standing, it's not going to be just the films of one actor. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the films of three or four actors.
Okay.
3 point something actors.
Does this make it easier or harder?
Easier, probably easier.
All right.
More movies.
Should make it easier, okay. But it's still going to be a tough one because this is the Banshees edition. I think my prediction for last night is that the Banshees of Inisherin is going to win Best Picture, and Everything Everywhere All at Once will win Best Director for the Daniels. That's the split that I'm predicting is going to happen. But today,
whisper it.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, it's our little secret. Please do not share this information that I got from just my own brain. I just made it up, but that's how I'm feeling it's going to go, because people really, in the Academy, from what I've heard, there's a lot of love for both of those movies. So why not, split it up? Sam's making a face. No. Tell the listeners about your face, Sam.
Well, it's the face of a nearly 41-year-old man.
You look great, man.
Thank you so much. I was just listening to you. What do you think then will win the screenplay for those if they split?
What do you mean?
Well, you said one would win Best Picture, one would win Banshees.
Right, they're
win
both
Best
up
Picture,
for original screenplay.
I do believe so.
Yeah, that's a tough call. I'm not here to make that prediction.
I see. Okay.
I just made that one prediction. You made a face like I was like it was wrong.
No.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'll try not to look at your face anymore, Sam.
Well, you're the one who asked me to sit so close to you.
I'll try not look. Try not to look at those social cues called your face.
You can't see my face all the way over there.
No, that's why I don't say shit to Kurt, because I can't tell what faces he's making.
Yeah.
Your faces are close, and they're judging me. He seems to be smiling and enjoying everything, but he's further away. It's true. Who did I say is going to start? Oh, you are, Sam.
But what are we doing?
Oh, it's the Banshees edition. So it's the films of Brendan Gleeson, Colin Farrell, Barry Keoghan, or Kerry Condon.
Oh, wow, Lord.
Okay. And Kerry Condon. Kerry Condon, to the best of my knowledge, is not in, I don't know any movies she's in, but she probably is in some. Most people know her from Better Call Saul.
Sure.
Where she's terrific.
I have a question, Doug.
Yes, Sam.
Given that you knew the actors we were going to be playing in the game with, you still think it's fair for you to play?
Yeah, that's the idea, is that I'm a spoiler, and I can throw in titles that other people might have thought of or might not have thought of.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Can you say them again?
It's true, though.
Would you guys just give me Banshees?
I'm taking Banshees as my right for winning the last two games. That's
no,
the
but
movie
you
I'm,
should just
I'm
give
starting.
Can you say the actors?
The actors are Brendan Gleeson.
Yep.
Colin Farrell. I mean, Colin Farrell alone is like 40 titles are dancing around in your heads.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. And then Barry Keoghan, who I'm just excited to say his name out loud because I've been hearing it lately at award shows, and I've always wondered if you really go up and down like that, if you really go Keoghan. Or if it's just Keoghan.
Yeah.
Is he the young drunk man?
Yeah, he's the little weird, the weird guy.
The
weird guy whenever
in
he's in a movie.
Every
he's the weird guy.
I have a question.
We have a question from Mr. J. Washington.
Yeah, I'm just gonna ask it. You couldn't pick a movie with at least one black person in it that would have gave me a shot because I have no fucking hoping it.
In fairness to Doug, if there were a black person in the Banshees of Inisherin,
that would be the whole story.
I don't know how they explain that. Civil War Ireland.
Yeah, I know, right?
They'd be like, wow. How'd you get here?
What are you doing here?
That'd be the story. That is the story.
This is the whole movie.
How did this guy get here?
What are you doing here?
They would stop fighting amongst themselves and be like, hey.
Yeah, so to my lifeline, to Danny, let me tell you, coming to you kind of early. I know I only got once, but I'm going to use it quickly.
Fuck.
All right, let's go.
I mean, you didn't see all these white guys complaining about the Angela Bassett game.
Touche. Touche. I mean, technically speaking, they couldn't.
Yeah. What are we going to say? Like, hey, I really resent having to play this black lady. How dare you?
I would have really wanted to hear them say it on this recording.
What are we
going to do? We did a whole segment of the game, but we edited it out because the guests, they got objected.
We're like, that's not fair. What are we going to say?
You brought up Critters 4 for Angela Bassett. They were okay. Okay. You brought up Critters 4. That's okay.
Sam?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
All right. Right out of the gate, he's, cheating.
Yep.
By saying the most obvious title of a movie that those people are in. Yep. Let me double check. Yes, they're all in it.
Okay.
And congratulations.
They all have to be in the same movie?
Any of them. Right?
No, I was just joking around. I was just continuing with the premise that...
I don't even know if that's possible beyond the one. I don't think they have all been. Yeah.
Nick?
So any of those, so Colin Farrell.
Any of those actors, just a movie that they're in. Could even be one where there are more than one of them, but I don't know how many of those there are. I do kind of know.
Minority Report.
Yeah, very good. Now we go to Jay Washington.
The Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Starring both Colin Farrell and Barry Keoghan.
And Barry Keoghan.
Shit. They're both in there. All right, now hang on a second, Kurt. I'm going to get a little chatter in the audience. Be careful not to say any of the hundreds of films that are potential answers at this time.
Yeah, shut up, Dad.
Yeah, I wasn't naming anybody in particular. Kurt?
In Bruges.
In Bruges with both Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson.
Same director, right? No. Who's the guy?
Yeah, Martin McDonagh. Yeah.
There you go. How about that?
Yeah, he's great. Yay, you did that,
the guy
Nick.
I didn't know the name
You did
of.
Know that. That's pretty exciting. Okay, so I'm going to go with a classic Colin Farrell role. His first, I think it's where he began getting addicted to wearing prosthetic makeup and appearing to be normal or ugly. It's a motion picture called Horrible Bosses.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's like bald and got a belly and... Yep. Yeah, he's into it.
Yeah,
he's into not being handsome.
Yep,
he's tired of that whole handsome.
Just go do that with Sam.
Just handing it to him on a silver platter.
Just hand it to him. Go ahead and say it, Sam.
The Batman.
Yeah,
because it's also got Barry Keoghan as
right.
He's the Joker.
He shows up at the end as the Joker. End. It's true. Yeah, very good. Very very deep.
It's very nice of you to do that.
Lay up that one really.
I was gonna say it. As soon as I finished saying my last title, it has nothing to do with what was going on here.
It's very sweet.
Still thinking, Nick?
Horrible Bosses, too.
What?
Is there a subtitle?
No, there's no. He dies in the first one.
I didn't see it.
Well, you're out.
Jay, you misled me.
But this is just like on Jeopardy when they don't appraise it as a question in the first round. We'll let you do another answer because it's too soon to be. You know, you should have gone.
I'm
to
not
your
winning anyway, folks.
Lifeline,
be fine.
But do you have anything else?
No, I do.
Okay, yeah, he's got others. I threw
like
you
clue.
Off with that horrible bosses one comment. Yeah,
it's Doug Benson.
I fucked you.
How about Daredevil with him?
Damn
as
it,
Bullseye.
That's what I was going.
Yeah.
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 The I was one
Bullseye and Daredevil.
Not the awesome TV show, the not so good movie with
fuck all
it's
of
got
them.
Its charms.
Eternals.
Yeah. Eternals, yes. Very good.
Three Billboards.
Which where are they?
In
Said it again.
Oh, I'm taking that one if he doesn't get it. I'm taking it. I know that one.
You might have
three
to pick
Three Billboards outside Hannah Montana.
Yeah, yeah.
Three Billboards outside Hannah Montana. That's what I heard.
Honestly, that is kind of what the real thing sounds like.
I mean, that's people ask for. Nobody really wants to admit they're going to that racist town, so they have to
that's
say
exactly
it. Like, that's exactly how they say it. Like, what's the town that's three Billboards? So yeah, switch to something that you do know the title. Yeah. Or go. You can use exactly a good time to go to your lifeline if you want to.
Oh yeah,
Juan, get a little help there. The but don't say the name of that one because it'll come to you.
I can't ask him.
You
no,
can.
It will not come to me.
It might.
I'll
head,
use it. Don't say it.
All I can hear now is Hannah Montana and Billings Montana.
All right. Well, at least you're taking it away from one of them if you have your lifeline say it.
Give it to me.
Well, let's see if your lifeline knows it.
Juan, do you know the name of that movie?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yep. Yeah. Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah. Ebbing, Missouri. Yep.
Ebbing, Missouri. Missouri.
I told you it sounded exactly like those noises you made.
Yeah, exactly. Ebbing, like, Ebbing.
That's what we all agree. I really thought it was Montana.
Pretty damn
oh, my God. I had no idea it was Missouri.
Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah, don't paint Montana with that racist brush.
Yeah, no, not Montana.
Out of all places.
The least racist of all of the states.
There's nobody there. There's no people there. How can you be racist when there's no people?
The less people, the more racist the whites.
Yeah, that's it's probably true. That's you probably know,
that's
a
true.
Good point.
I bet there's a correlation somewhere.
That's probably true.
Somewhere is a graph that says that that's kind of not, sort of not really.
I need the flow chart to show this, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, because we all know big populations. Nothing goes wrong.
Come on, Doug. Give us next one.
Okay, let's go from 3 billboards to 7 psychopaths.
Yes, that's such a fun movie.
It
I love
is.
That movie.
As long as we're keeping
good
it in the
stuff.
Number family, how about 28 Days Later?
28 Days Later with Brendan Gleeson.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. That guy's in a lot of movies. We haven't done too many of his yet.
I got it. Nick, I got like two
there's
more.
There's somebody whistling in the audience.
Yeah, it's dead. Alexander. How's that?
What?
Alexander.
Who's in that?
Colin Farrell is Alexander.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. With Angelina Jolie and
as his mom,
really. Big elephant.
As his mom that he's weirdly weird with. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if she was your mom.
Let's not go there.
Okay. Jay?
The worst remake possible, Total Recall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was not a good one. I forgot most of it.
I missed the hong.
Loud.
Get your
not the tumor.
Kurt Blauder. What is your next?
That's my Colin Farrell impression.
You know what?
All right, you used your lifeline.
This is so.
But
upsetting.
You've had a chance to think.
Because my, I think Colin Farrell gets coffee near us all the time, and so my wife sees him a lot and talks about him a lot, and the fact that I can't name another movie that he's in is gonna be. But she doesn't listen to podcasts, so that's fine. Okay, I'm gonna say, I know I'm wrong.
But don't say it if you know you're wrong.
Because I don't have another idea.
Really? You're just out of ideas?
I'm out of ideas already.
Interesting.
I know. I'm sorry, everybody. Don't remember names or movies, you know. But Michael
Good
Clayton.
Is a movie.
Yeah.
But let's get back to
the person's
guy,
name.
The guy who has the mental breakdown, he's not that guy. He's a different guy. But he looks like that guy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Clooney?
The guy he looks
nope.
like?
Oh. The guy who's having the mental breakdown.
Sam thinks he knows.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sam, who is he?
I know you're talking
about.
Sam
tell
doesn't
him.
Want to play.
Yeah, no, you could tell him.
Oh, no, I'm...
What's the name of that
we
actor?
We all know he's not that...
Tom... Jesus. I didn't need
Tom Jesus.
Tom Jesus.
Tom Jesus.
Tom
Jesus.
Tom Jesus. From In the Bedroom.
Yeah.
From In the Bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom from The Bedroom.
Yeah, he got nominated for...
Cruise.
For that
Tom
one.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but I know you're talking about, too.
I think I've gone out first on this game every time, so...
Yay! Let's hear it for Kurt Braunohler, everybody!
You sure fucked up that balloon, though. Let me tell you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It definitely popped eventually.
Definitely did eventually.
Yeah, it made it.
So.
A win is a win.
Yep, thank you.
Okay. I'm going to say The Lobster.
Damn it, Doug!
Fuck. Fuck.
Oh, sorry. Shit.
Well, I'm going to say The Recruit.
Okay.
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Well, maybe you helped him think of something.
There you go.
Nick, how are you doing?
I think this is you know, should I do lifeline before I guess and just say
yeah, you don't want to guess wrong at this point.
All right, so Dad, what do you got? Brendan Gleeson, Barry Keoghan, and Colin Farrell movies.
I whistled at you for every answer.
All right.
Now you're calling.
Yeah, do you not know it anymore now?
He wants you to do it
now. Oh, you're done.
Oh, now he's out. Now he doesn't have any more.
Well, I mean, I got it right a couple times.
Nice job, Nick.
I had The Lobster right here.
He had the lobster ready to go.
But I knew movies up
I
until
fucked
that,
that
point.
Up. Yeah.
So the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So you got a guess now.
I want to say it's Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a good pool.
Because he's in some really of them, not all of them, right? Pool. He's not in the early ones. Is that
let me
right?
Let me look at this for a
Mad
second.
Mad-Eye Mooney?
Yeah, Goblet of Fire is the first appearance of Mad-Eye Mooney.
Oh, it's the first? Oh, thank
in
fuck.
The Harry Potter series. Congratulations.
He's got that eye.
Now there's yeah. only ones after Goblet of Fire open to you.
What's that?
What?
Yeah, you can
nothing?
Just name any of the
right.
12 after
all right.
that.
Kurt, you're not in this anymore.
I'm into it now.
You can't.
He's a saboteur.
Yeah, you're a real little mixer over there.
Yeah, my
real troublemaker.
I pulled mine out. I had it. Don't
big
dead.
Gremlin.
SWAT.
SWAT.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, another, I got another one. Yes!
Another TV show turned movie starring yeah. Colin Farrell. And Sam... is next after me. just warning you, Sam, to be ready. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with the guard.
Take that.
Yeah. Okay. Brandon Gleason and Don Cheadle.
Cool.
Go, Sam.
Dunkirk.
Yes, Barry Keoghan. Back to you, Nick.
Phone Booth.
Yes! Oh. Freaking Phone Booth. Yes.
Phone Booth, is that
Kiefer
the M. Night
Sutherland's
Shyamalan
voice.
One?
No.
For a what's million no. points, who was the original voice?
Who was the original
before,
Phone Booth?
Before Kiefer
Kiefer
got
Sutherland,
recast.
That was a recasting after the movie had been shot.
Oh, okay. Because originally, okay. Who was it?
It was Keith Ron David? Eldard.
Oh. Ron Eldard, interesting. Yeah. Nobody knows
that. That is a man. That's a name.
You
of a man.
Guys would recognize him.
Oh, yeah. He was on ER for a while. Okay. Whose turn is it? Jay?
Hey, Danny, how you doing? Let's
oh,
go.
Oh, Lifeline. Danny.
Miami Vice.
Thank you.
Miami Vice, another TV. He likes doing those Locked TV show movies. Yeah, that's crazy.
You want to just throw me back in, buddy?
No. Why, did you think of
got
another
some?
One?
No, I got none. But
oh, okay. Because, you know.
There's some big obvious ones coming up.
Yeah, there's
we're gonna
some
just
real,
go. We're going to run through them.
There's some real good ones.
Yeah, Harry Potter and the Barkers of Windows.
The what?
That's kind of a big
what?
Harry Potter movie.
Not that any of those titles are... Not also
let's
weird.
Just wrap up the Barry Keoghan with the Green Knight.
Oh,
yeah.
Does he play the Green Knight?
No, he plays a guy who annoys the Green Knight for a while, and
Blue Knight,
and seems mysterious, like he does, like every movie he's in.
Well, the Green Knight's the tree guy, right?
Is he?
Yeah, it's not.
It's not Dev Patel. Patel.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Wilkinson. Tom
Wilkinson. Tom Wilkinson.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
That guy's great, too.
Yeah.
Love Tom Wilkinson.
He's good.
Let's do one with Tom Wilkinson next. Time.
Yeah, he was in a couple of those Batmans. Okay, where are we at?
I think it's
Sam?
On me.
Do it, Sam.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Yes, that is correct.
Aren't you out?
Nice little golf applause for that.
Weirdly, no.
Nick is still in it. To win it,
Harry Potter.
What do you
the
think?
Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Is that real?
Part 2?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. No, I mean, is that really your answer?
No, stop. Don't do that. I've heard this show before.
Yeah.
You mind game.
Do you want to stay with that?
Now that you said that, I don't know.
Do you want to change it?
Yes.
What would you like to change it to?
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
That is correct.
That was the one I literally was
that
about
is
to
correct.
Shit.
Should I feel proud that I'm getting by with hints from the host?
Shit.
Jay?
Is he not in the final one?
What's that?
Why wouldn't he be?
Maybe he dies.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Well, fuck it. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
No.
Hey, look, I knew I was going out there.
By all rights, that should have been.
Yeah, that should have been you. Because yeah. I was going to order the Phoenix. So
yeah,
this
should have been exactly reversed.
Yep. But, yeah. Well, you know what? It's been real. Thank y'all. All right.
Woo. Yeah.
Sorry.
You don't have to leave or anything. You could stay yeah. just like Kurt has.
Yeah, you can just keep talking.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
keep talking all you want.
Doug saw me flailing in the wind. And he
yeah.
Was, yeah.
Real life ram.
Yeah. Here's a good, since it's my turn, here's a favorite of mine from Brendan Gleeson, Lake Placid. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's terrific in that.
And Betty White, that fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. Sam? Yeah.
AI.
Yes, artificial intelligentsia. It's true.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick?
I'm probably getting this confused with like Brian Cox, but...
Who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. No, that's not, no. It's not a good thing that I'm doing this. Let's do, come on, I've got to have another Colin Farrell. He's fucking in a lot of stuff.
Right?
He's in so many things.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But the show's getting dead, so I got to go.
No, you got to do it.
Okay.
Spit
the
it out.
Supremacy?
What? Who's in that?
Probably Brian Cox.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
He's nodding. It's Brian Cox.
Yeah. Oh, instead of Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
I see.
They both have gravitas.
Yeah.
You know?
They're very similar gravitas.
And totally different accents. Anyway.
It's true. Yeah. That's where they really go.
I thought he was
ways.
One of the CAA guys. We can wrap this up.
It's yeah. No, it's all good.
I was on borrowed time since Jay took that for me. So.
Right. Yeah. It's been tough. But I admire how you've done. And everybody, you nailed all the titles that I jotted down ahead of time. Sam, want to do one more?
Sure. Carrie Condon, Unleashed.
Oh, nice.
AKA with Jet Li. Danny the Dog.
Went with Carrie Condon on that last
That's
one.
That's Jet Li, right? Yeah.
Very nice. Jet Li and Bob Hoskins.
What is that? That's a movie?
Yeah. Jet Li wears like a bondage collar, and when he takes it off, he fights a lot. I swear to God.
Yeah.
It's called Carrie Condon, Unleashed?
No.
She's the...
It's not like a stand-up special. It's like
she's
a movie called
actress.
Unleashed.
She's the actress that's in the movie.
Oh. Okay, so the movie
that I said
Unleashed.
You could name movies that she was in, okay. But Sam's the only nerd up here who knew.
Well, that's only because I like Kurt. I don't know faces, names. I know faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for Colin Farrell, we forgot A Winter's Tale, I think, is something he's in. That thing where Will Smith plays the devil. And then Saving Mr. Banks, the Disney story. Mm-hmm. And did we miss? What else did we miss?
We did it.
Tigerland.
Wait, can I ask Sam?
Oh yeah, and what's that after Yang? I think he's in.
Did
that.
Did you know it wasn't Deathly Hallows 2? Did you know he doesn't continue on?
I did.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. So good.
It's crazy. I was looking him up today. I thought he started.
It's like I'm
in,
fighting Tyson up here. Jesus.
I thought his character started in shot. Azkaban, but he doesn't start till. Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, that was a random guest.
Order
too,
of Phoenix.
Could have been out
yeah.
right there.
Well, terrific job. Nice job, everybody. But Sam Levine is our winner today. As always. Sam, go ahead and do your plugs first.
Oh, hey, I'm on Cameo, folks. That's right, it's St. Patrick's Day coming up. And who doesn't love to send their friends a St. Patrick's Day cameo from me, noted alcoholic Sam Levine?
Jesus.
So,
You'll get drunk on their behalf?
100%. I will do a drunk cameo 100% if that's the request.
If that's what they want from you.
Yeah.
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 Get those requests
in, there,
in everybody.
Get them in.
April or March 17th is going to be here before you know it. It always sucks to have to get last minute St. Patrick's gifts. Nick Simmons, great job, first time guest. You were fantastic.
Accept this love.
Yeah.
Like you took this from me.
Accept this love.
What would you like to plug?
I would like to plug Kurt Braunohler's special that he said at the beginning of the show.
Perfectly stupid.
No, I've been releasing music, but it's under a different name, and no one knows it's me, and I'm not ready to release it yet, but I'll
okay,
maybe I'll come back
let's
someday.
Just yeah, skip
let's
you.
Yeah.
Let's not have you
it's
say
under a
anything.
Secret name,
that...
But there's a little tease for you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No
look
one gives
for,
a fuck.
Look
right,
for something
go.
You can't find, everybody.
Duke Silvers?
He's really,
sure.
really sneaky.
I'm the other guy in
Such
Daft Punk.
Great A reference. At home listeners, tweet. Let me know you got that one.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, thanks, Duke.
I'm hoping Nick Offerman is going to be... He might be a guest on the next month's episode.
Oh, boy.
Nice. I will be in the audience then. That's
maybe.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'll let you know. Jay Washington.
Yeah. Check out American Gigolo on Showtime. I'm in that show. Black Boy Content Club podcast, me, Moses Prim, and Chris Burns, as well as the Mad Titan podcast, where I talk about all the Marvel and DC TV shows and movies. Yeah, big ass nerd and that. And please follow me on TikTok so I can have followers so I can keep getting work. Because clearly you need TikTok followers to get jobs nowadays. Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. So at Mr. J. Washington, that's that.
Right on. Woo! Thanks, Jay. Kurt Braunohler, the special's called He's the Stupid.
It's called Perfectly Stupid. It's on YouTube. You can check it out for free. And my podcast, Bananas, it's all strange news and personal stories. You're going to love it. Get into that. And that's it, baby.
Is yeah, bananas are good for you, right? A lot of potassium in your podcast. I
yeah,
love it.
That's we make all that joke all the time.
I'm doing five stand-up shows at the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island, April 20 through 22, and all of my dates and dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. So
yeah,
I know they're trying to. Do you want to lead it, Nick?
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
Yay!
Kaka!
Kaka! Positive.
Wallet! To dancing.
Yeah. Positive energy? No,
I knew we wouldn't be good at it. I knew it wouldn't work out very well, but thank you for trying, Nick. And thank you once again to all of my guests, Kurt Braunohler, Jay Washington, Nick Simmons, Sam Levine. As always, get ready in the booth. This is a short one. As always, try me.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room